Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming week and month, as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Well, we're going to start with information about the Wide Open Bluegrass Festival. And this is information comes from WRAL-TV. Performers and presenters for the International Bluegrass Association's 25th International Bluegrass Music Awards have been announced. The IBMA Awards will be held Thursday, October 2nd at Raleigh's Memorial Auditorium. It will be hosted by Grammy Award winners country vocalist Leanne Womack and musician Jerry Douglas. Performers include all five 2014 Entertainer of the Year nominees, Balsam Range, Blue Highway, Daly and Vincent, the Gibson Brothers, and the Del McCoury Band. Also scheduled to perform is female vocalist Song of the Year nominee Claire Lynch, Instrumental Group of the Year nominee Frank Sullivan and Dirty Kitchen, last year's Emerging Artist recipient Della May, and The Boxcars. Members of the original Seldom Seen will be part of a special Seldom Seen performance celebrating their induction into the Hall of Fame. There will also be a tribute to this year's other Hall of Fame inductee, bluegrass historian Neil Rosenberg. The award ceremony is part of the IBMA's World of Bluegrass event, which offers free and ticketed events September 30th through October 4th in downtown Raleigh. Highlights of the event include IBMA Business Conference September 30th to October 2nd, the IBMA Awards October 2nd, Wide Open Bluegrass October 3rd and 4th, which includes free events and ticketed performances. The Bluegrass Ramble, an innovative series of showcases September 30th to October 2nd. For more information about ticket prices and a complete schedule of events, including the free street festival, go to wideopenbluegrass.com. All right, coming up at the Durham Performing Arts Center, September 16th through the 21st, it's Dirty Dancing. September 26th, it's the Temptations and Four Tops. September 28th, Nick Swardson, Taste It Tour. October 4th is the Best of Jethro Tull, performed by Ian Anderson. October 8th through the 19th is the Phantom of the Opera. October 25th is Bill Cosby. One of America's most beloved comedians of all time, Bill Cosby, whose comedy transcends age, gender, and cultural barriers, is making a rare appearance at DPAC with his new Comedy Central Far From Finished tour. Bill Cosby broke television's racial barrier with I Spy, becoming the first African-American to co-star in a television series while winning three consecutive Emmys. He created and produced the Emmy-winning cartoon Fat Albert and the Cosby Kids, which began airing in the 1970s and was made into a film in 2004. And, of course, the Cosby Show dominated the number one spot on network television for years. Coming up on Wednesday, October 29th, at DPAC, it's Susan Boyle. For the very first time in her phenomenally successful career, Susan will be holding her own on American stages, performing a sensational and contemporary repertoire of iconic album tracks and never-before-heard classics that will captivate and enthrall her audiences. To date, the list of Susan's successes is in itself compelling reading: 650 million YouTube hits and the most watched clip of 2009. Two Grammy nominations, over 22 million albums sold, number one albums in over 40 countries, and more platinum album certifications than can be counted. Boyle is the first and only person ever to enter the Billboard 200 at number one with a debut album and spend 6 consecutive weeks at the top. That's Susan Boyle on Wednesday, October 29th at DPAC. Then coming up on November 2nd at Philip Phillips, platinum-selling singer-songwriter Philip Phillips' latest album, Behind the Light, was released to critical acclaim. Behind the Light is the follow-up to Phillips' hugely successful debut album, The World from the Side of the Moon, which spawned the single Home, one of the biggest tracks of 2012, with more than 5 million copies sold. That's Philip Phillips, November 2nd, a Sunday, at DPAC. After that, November 6th, it's Jason Isbell with special guest Sturgill Simpson. November 12th, So You Think You Can Dance Tour, 2014. And November 13th, it's Straight No Chaser with their Happy Hour Tour. At the Carolina Performing Arts at UNC's Memorial Hall, September 16th, it's Yasur Endur, celestial singer and prodigious composer, producer, and bandleader. Yasur Endur pioneered fusing traditional Senegalese percussion and griot singing with Afro-Cuban and indigenous dance pop flavors. Of course, the website is carolinaperformingarts.org, and the box office is 919-843-3333. Again, this is Carolina Performing Arts at UNC's Memorial Hall. September 25 and 26, it's Dorrance Dance, the Blues Project. Hailed by the New Yorker as one of the most imaginative tap choreographers working today, Chapel Hill native Michelle Dorrance's company features some of today's best tap artists. September 28 and 29, it's the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, October 1st and 2nd, a 24-hour history of popular music from the 1910s. The incomparable theater artist Taylor Mack returns to Chapel Hill following his Playmakers appearance as Cabaret's MC. Beloved for his beauty, disarming vulnerability, and soaring spirit, his award-winning performances provoke, and embrace his diverse audiences. October 8th at Carolina Performing Arts at Memorial Hall, Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra with Wynton Marsalis. Returning to Memorial Hall each season, the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra, led by Wynton Marsalis, showcases 15 of the most thrilling soloists, ensemble players, and arrangers in jazz music today. October 10th, it's the Robert Cray Band, with 5 Grammy Awards, 15 Grammy nominations, millions of record sales worldwide, and thousands of sold-out performances, blues soul singer guitarist Robert Cray is credited with reinventing the blues, recording 16 immensely popular albums, and writing or performing with everyone from Eric Clapton and Bob Dylan to Stevie Ray Vaughan, Bonnie Raitt, and John Lee Hooker. That's October 10th, the Robert Cray Band at Carolina Performing Arts. Once again, the phone number to call there is 919-843-3333, or you can go to carolinaperformingarts.org. We started talking about audio description information as provided by Arts Access. Of course, audio description is a narration service for individuals who are blind or have low vision. The audio describer provides an ongoing dialogue of visual events that are taking place on the stage, screen, at the museum, on a television, at the movies, or even public speaking events. The patron using this service wears an earpiece so they can hear the describer explain the visual events taking place, providing a more robust experience to the listener. Audio description is available at the following area performances. September 16th, it's the 39 Steps at Triad Stage. September 20th, Pentecost, Burning Coal Theater. September 21st, A Raisin in the Sun at Justice Theater. September 23rd, Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike, Playmakers. September 27th, The Prisoner's Dilemma, Burning Coal Theater. September 28th, Firebird, presented by Carolina Ballet. October 5th, Wait Until Dark at Cary Players. October 15th, Phantom of the Opera at DPAC. October 18th, The Chorus Line at North Carolina Theater. October 19th, Desire Under the Elms, Raleigh Little Theater. Also October 19th, Around the World in 80 Days, Cary Youth Applause. And October 26th, Dracula, presented by Carolina Ballet. Three Triangle Area movie theaters are showing audio-described and captioned first-run movies. Raleigh Regal Stadium 14 at North Hills Mall. Apex Regal Beaver Creek Stadium 12, Beaver Creek Commons Drive, and Garner Regal White Oak Stadium 14 on Timber Drive East. Please check the website or call the theater to confirm available services. Now to go in a little more detail about some of the performances coming up under audio description. Part two of the Iron Curtain Trilogy, Pentecost, is being presented Saturday, September 20th. On a wall in an abandoned cathedral in Eastern Europe, a woman has discovered something that may change the course of history. But once it is known, who will want to take control of it, and at what cost? The Iron Curtain Trilogy, by the way, will be performed at 117 South West Street in downtown Raleigh. And part three of the trilogy is The Prisoner's Dilemma, and that's Saturday, September 27th. As a brutal civil war rages in a once bucolic Eastern European country, a small group of optimistic social workers gather in Finland at one of their homes. Their goal? To negotiate a lasting peace. Again, the Iron Curtain Trilogy is being performed at 117 South West Street in downtown Raleigh. Tuesday, September 16, the 39 Steps Triad Stage on South Elm Street in Greensboro. For tickets, 336-272-0160 or 866-579-8499. Richard is bored. Annabella is a beautiful secret agent with a mysterious accent. He takes her home, but she ends up murdered, and suddenly he is on the run from a foreign power called the 39 Steps. A plane crash, handcuffs, missing fingers, and more than a little old-fashioned romance spill across the stage as Richard searches for answers. Part Hitchcock movie, part classic spy novel, and 100% love song to the magic of the theater, this fast-paced farce features a cast of four, portraying more than 150 characters. And then on Sunday, September 21st, A Raisin in the Sun by the Justice Project. Show location is 11401 Leesville Road in Raleigh, in Clare Hall on the campus of St. Francis of Assisi. Tickets can be found at etix.com or by calling 919-264-7089. Reservations required in advance to ensure you get a seat. A Raisin in the Sun is a play that was written by Lorraine Hansberry in 1959. It portrays an African-American family, the Youngers, living in Chicago around the 1950s. In A Raisin in the Sun, the Youngers are not the rich people on the block. Throughout the story, there are many complications that affect this family. The house they purchase is in a white neighborhood, and the neighborhood sends a man who tries to buy the house back from them in order to prevent the Youngers from moving into the neighborhood. The mission of the Justice Project, Theater Project, is to use the performing arts as a way to call to the fore of public attention the needs of the poor, the marginalized, and the oppressed. Going from that to Goodnight's Comedy Club on West Morgan Street in Raleigh, you can call them at 919-282-LAUGH, which is 5233. Open mic night every Tuesday in the factory at Goodnight's, just downstairs from the showroom. Come and enjoy Raleigh's best up-and-coming comics for just $5, or get in free if you're buying dinner. Open mic night is open for sign-up to new talent as well as seasoned comics. and performing in the upcoming week, September 9th and 20th, it's Greg Proops. Mr. Proops is a frequent guest on The Late Late Show with Craig Ferguson, Chelsea Lately on E!, and on Red Eye with Greg Gutfeld on Fox News. September 25, 26, and 27, it's Josh Blue. Having already established himself as one of the most sought-after comedians on the college circuit, his weekly appearances on Last Comic in the summer of 2006 expanded his fan base exponentially. October 2, 3, and 4, it's Mary Lynn Rajkub. Mary Lynn has established herself as a versatile and dynamic actress, writer, performer through impressive television and film roles, as well as the standout live performances. Her role as computer genius Chloe O'Brien in Fox's 24 helped earn the show a 2006 Emmy win for Best Drama. And October 10 and 11, Heather MacDonald. Besides performing stand-up comedy, Heather MacDonald is a full-time writer and story producer on the E! Channel's top-rated show, Chelsea Lately. October 16, 17, and 18, Craig Shoemaker. October 23, 24, and 25, it's Nick Turner. And on October 30th, 31st, and November 1st, it's Charlie. Has toured nationally with the comedy tour, featuring fellow Chappelle Show's cast member Bill Burr and Donnell Rawlings. A special note, make sure you research the kind of comedy material offered by the performer, just in case the content of the routine may not be suitable for you and or your family. One of the most successful shows in North Carolina theater history. Of course, we're talking about A Christmas Carol, starring Ira David Wood III as Scrooge. By the way, this is the 40th anniversary of the hit musical comedy. Performances are scheduled for the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts at Memorial Auditorium December 10th through the 14th. Tickets go on sale October 12th at Ticketmaster.com. And performances are also scheduled at the Durham Performing Arts Center, or DPAC, December 18th through the 21st. Tickets are on sale now at 919-680-2787 or dpacnc.com. Once again, that's A Christmas Carol at Memorial Auditorium December 10th through the 14th and at DPAC December 18th through the 21st. All right, also coming up at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, now through September 28th, it's Firebird with the Carolina Ballet. This is at the Fletcher Opera Theater. September 19 and 20, Branford Marsalis and Grant Llewellyn, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series at Maymandy Concert Hall. September 26 and 27, West Side Story, North Carolina Symphony Pop Series at Maymandy Concert Hall. September 30th at Memorial Auditorium, it's Rhonda Vincent and Gene Watson together again, part of the Broadway Series South. October 3rd through the 5th, Yevgeny Sudman plays Rachmaninoff, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series at Maymandy Concert Hall. Tickets are $50 and $55. October 4th and 5th, Love Confusion at Fletcher Opera Theater. October 9th through the 26th, Carolina Ballet at Fletcher Opera Theater presents Dracula and Mask. When this spine-chilling program premiered in 2010, it was an instant favorite. Now Bram Stoker's Dracula and Edgar Allan Poe's The Mask of the Red Death return to Carolina Ballet, brought to life through the choreography of Lynn Taylor Corbett and Robert Weiss. October 14th through the 19th, at Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, it's A Chorus Line, presented by North Carolina Theater at Memorial Auditorium. Winner of 9 Tony Awards, including Best Musical, A Chorus Line is a stunning musical about a chorus audition for a Broadway show. Ticket prices range from $26.69 to $90.74. October 17th, at the Oscars, North Carolina Symphony Friday favorites, Maimandy Concert Hall, William Henry Curran, resident conductor. Enjoy your favorite hits from the Oscars like Star Trek, E.T., and, of course, Star Wars. October 19th, it's Hannibal Buress, Broadway Series South, Fletcher Opera Theater. And October 24th and 25th, Tchaikovsky's First Piano Concerto, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series at Maimandy Concert Hall. Carolina Theater in Durham, the lineup there, September 18th, Keb Mode, September 29th, Click Clack Moo, September 30th is Mesa, October 1st, Cheyenne Jackson, October 2nd is Manhattan Transfer, October 3rd, C.S. Lewis's The Great Divorce, October 6th, Esperanza Spalding, October 7th, Tig Notaro, and October 8th, Chris Thill and Edgar Meyer. Once again, that's at Carolina Theater in Durham. Call them at 919-560-3030. Moving on to PNC Arena, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers will be in Raleigh at PNC Arena on Thursday, September 18th, with very special guest Steve Winwood. On Saturday, October 18th at PNC Arena, Hip Hop Legends. Ticket prices $49, $59, and $99. Tickets can be purchased online at thepncarena.com, the PNC Arena box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, or by phone at 800-745-3000. Hip Hop Legends, some of the biggest names from the glory days of hip hop, will be featured on the Hip Hop Legends Tour. DMX will headline that show. Coming up on Thursday, October 30th, Brantley Gilbert with special guest Tyler Farr and Aaron Lewis. Trans-Siberian Orchestra will be performing their rock opera, The Christmas Attic, live for the first time ever on their winter tour 2014 at PNC Arena. Don't miss this tour, as this album features one of the band's most popular songs, Christmas Canon. There are two performances on Saturday, November 22nd, 3 p.m. and 8 p.m. Tickets go on sale September 19th. Friday, December 5th, the Black Keys with special guest St. Vincent. November 9th at PNC Arena, America's favorite comic ventriloquist and the star of Comedy Central's highest-rated specials, Jeff Dunham and his beloved cast of characters bring their Disorderly Conduct tour to Raleigh. Dunham is best known for his famed troupe of sidekicks who are on tour with him, Walter the Grumpy Retiree, Ahmed the Dead Terrorist, the beer-fueled redneck Bubba J., the manic purple creature Peanut, the spicy pepper from south of the border, Jose Jalapeno, and Peanut's own ventriloquist dummy, Little Jeff, a mini version of the ringmaster himself. Dunham handcrafts each character personally and brings them to life on stage. Tickets for the Jeff Dunham show can be purchased at thepncarena.com, the PNC Arena box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, or by phone at 800-745-3000. And then at PNC Arena, December 10th through the 14th, Disney on Ice presents Frozen. Enter a fantastical winter wonderland beyond all imagination at Disney on Ice presents Frozen. The heartwarming Academy Award-winning tale you love is now live and skating into Raleigh. All right, upcoming North Carolina festivals and special events. September 17th through the 21st, it's the Clayton Harvest and Music Festival. September 18th through the 20th, Daily Vincent Fest at Denton Farm Park. September 18th through the 20th, it's the North Carolina Turkey Festival in Rayford. September 19 and 20, it's the Eden River Fest. September 19th through the 21st, the North Carolina Paddle Festival in Swansboro. Those same dates, the 19th through the 21st, the International Festival of Raleigh. Several events coming up on September 20th, Pinehurst Oktoberfest, Locust Outdoor Expo, Creedmoor Music Festival, Yadkin Valley Harvest Festival in Yadkinville, North Carolina Dance Festival at Meredith College. And then on September 20 and 21, the North Carolina Rice Festival at Belleville. The season quickly coming to a close at Walnut Creek Amphitheater. September 17th is Kings of Leon, Young, the Giant, and Congos. And then October 9th, it is the Zac Brown Band. Performances for Red Hat Amphitheater, September 18th is Lord, and October 9th, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Coming up at Cocobooth Amphitheater, Pickin' in the Pines Bluegrass Series, we've got three concerts left. September 17th, it's Grass Cats. September 24th, Acoustic Manor with special guests Victoria Lee and The New Ground. October 1st is Charles Petty and the Iron Mountain Messengers. Then on October 5th, it's Darius Rucker with special guests David Nail and Joel Krause. Tickets on sale at Amphitheater Box Office, etix.com, or by calling 800-514-3849. For more information, call 919-462-2025. And we just have a few, one other item here. North Hills, the Midtown Bluegrass Series appeals to young and old alike, featuring the best of bluegrass with popular string band music. Coming up on September 21st, it's Front Country, and then on October 19th, the Barefoot Movement. This all takes place. The concert guests are invited to relax on the grassy lawn of Midtown Park and enjoy family and friends on Sunday afternoon. There's an open jam session from 4 to 5. The concerts are 5 to 7. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, triangleredingservice.org. Any comments? Please call us at 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.